This is the November the 30th coordinating committee meeting of the PNB. Can the secretary call the roll?
Tony Norman?
Present.
Adriana Casnay, present. Lydia Brasson? Janet Cobran?
Present.
Serene Roberts?
Serena is present.
Nancy Jordan.
I'm here now.
Michael Novick.
Present. Did I hear Fred get on? Because Fred Otis is on and we're actually streaming. Sorry.
Okay, you can continue to roll.
Mr. Chair, I think that we have quorum. Did I forget to call anybody? I think that we have quorum. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Wesley Betum.
Vinicia
Patel Adam?
Here.
Okay. We have quorum, Mr. Chair. Did you call Nancy
Sordon?
Did
you call Nancy
Sordon?
Here,
I'm
here.
Nancy Sordon is present.
Is that Fred?
Yes, it's Fred. I'm all set.
I'm sorry, I just got on, so we just got on the stream. My apologies.
Okay, so I should hang up.
Yeah, I think.
Unless Otis wants to.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Adriana?
Do you think that I should call the roll again?
Yes.
Okay. Tony Norman.
Present.
Lydia Brasson. Janet Cobran.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Wesley Betum. Vinicia Patel Adams.
Yes.
Thank you. Michael Novick.
Present.
I think that we have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Information.
Excuse me?
It's Michael with a point of information.
Yes, Michael.
Adriana, are you able to take minutes for this, or did you need me to do it again?
No, I'm driving. No, I can't. We have a meeting, and I'm driving.
I'll do so.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can we get a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
So move.
Chair, point of order. Oh, well.
Janet, what's your point of order?
Well, there's minutes to approve, but that would be part of the agenda. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, is there any objection to the proposed agenda?
Chair, can you read the agenda for the public?
Yes, we got a call to order. We have minute approval, and then we'll have a report from the IED, brief report, and then we'll go to setting up the regular December meeting.
So, Chair, this is Janet. I want to add an item to the agenda.
Yes.
So I want to add under, item number 3, regular meeting December 15th, 2016.
Okay. Any objection to adding that
10
item?
Minutes.
I'm sorry? 10 minutes. Without objection.
Point of information, I'm sorry.
Yes, Adriana.
The PNB approved already. December 15th.
We didn't discuss the fact. I think we want to kind of turn out the agenda for that.
Oh, okay. Then we need to have a previous coordinating committee. That's the question. To set the agenda for December 15th.
I assume that's what she wanted to go over generally, briefly, set up a general agenda for that meeting too, to discuss that.
This is Lydia. This is Janet. May I just respond to that? Because this is
yes.
my
Yes, that's what I had in mind. This is a regular, the December 15th meeting is a regular meeting, but there's an item on it that has to be the first order of business, but then there's the rest of the agenda. And I don't think we're going to have a coordinating committee meeting between now and then to work on that.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, will there be like a recap of the affiliate election process tomorrow night? I mean, you passed the motion that I identified the process, but can that be recapped by someone?
We're going to discuss that when we get into our agenda. We still have you're ironing out what our agenda is going to be tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got on. Sorry.
Yeah.
So is they're adding the December the 15th meeting on the agenda. Okay, without objection, we'll now go to minute approval. Adriana?
Point of information?
Yes, Michael.
I thought I heard two people get on the call. So one was Lydia.
Hello?
Who else got on late?
Who else got on the call?
Yes.
Guess they're not identifying themselves.
Can you hear me?
Janet, another. Adriana?
I'm listening.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Janet did, Adriana.
The individual who said, I'm listening, would you announce your name, please?
Grace.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adriana?
Yes, I resend the minutes for the last coordinated committee. August 24, 2016. I sent it before, and I resend it today. That's anybody
Janet,
has.
Janet to the stack.
Yes, Janet.
I move we approve those minutes. What's the date? August something 24th was it?
August 24th.
I move that to approve those minutes.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, approve without objection. We'll now go on to the general ID report. What items you may consider you want to add to the agenda, Lydia, for the meeting, the open meeting coming tomorrow?
Yes, I just wanted to, didn't Serene send a motion out with a proposed date for the January seating of members?
Janet, point of information, can I just share about the agenda, the draft agenda I sent out that
yes.
includes all this, and I think I sent it to you, Lydia, as well. So it has all the items that,
okay.
The motions, except for maybe Michael's programming motion, but all the others, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so if everybody could take a look at that draft agenda that Janet sent out for tomorrow's meeting and look at it if you want to make any changes or adjustments. And, Lydia.
No, that was it. If it's on the agenda, I haven't found it yet, but if it's on the agenda, then... Oh, there it is. I found it. New business, page 5 of the agenda.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Yeah, Serene.
So I was going to ask that the agenda be read, but if we're up to 5 pages, perhaps not. I'm driving. I can't see what's on there. But there was also
Janet.
A motion. There's also a motion. Janet, let me finish, please.
Okay, let's let her finish, and then we'll go to Janet.
There's a motion from the programming committee that I think goes back to maybe September about the... No process program changes and cancellations at WBAI. Is that, I don't recall seeing that on any agenda so far, and I think this motion was September, Michael. Perhaps you can...
Yeah, it's on there in the programming. Is that the reaffirmation of compliance with Article 7, Section 3.
Right. Is that on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Janet, you want to go over a brief rundown for the public?
Yes.
Propose on
that's
the agenda?
What I was going to do. All right. This is a rough
brief
draft.
Brief, 5 pages.
So there is the usual housekeeping, roll call, all that. There is the IED report, and I have that for 20 minutes, but, you know, this is whatever, can be changed. Then the next item would be is 2016 delegate election report. And there was a motion regarding election complaints and reports, and that's under that. Then there next is time-sensitive motion regarding December 15th affiliate director candidate interview process, which is what Lydia had been asking about. And I had noticed a motion on that. And then there are the committee, PNB committees and task forces. So there's a coordinating committee. Under that is a PNB secretary report, and I can talk more about that later on. Then there's personnel committee. There's something that had not gotten to the floor request. The PNB authorized $2,000 budget for posting CFO job. Then finance committee, there are two motions. I believe they were carried over from before, from previous agendas. Programming committee motions, one was what Serene had asked about. The other one has to do with National Collaborative Programming Initiative for elections. And then apparently there's a third one that I, you know, is new. I didn't add which we can discuss. And then there's old business, which is a list of from A to T to X, that number, whatever that is, almost 20, you know, 23 or whatever, old business items. So I'm not going to talk about any of them, just saying that there are. And then new business, there's two items. One is a motion regarding 2017 PNB seating, and the second is motion, and that was noticed by Serene, and then a motion regarding a Pacifica policy on LSB remote access participation that Nancy had noticed, and that's it.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the proposed? We're not going to get into the subject matter of these items, just on the setting the agenda. Is there any discussion on the agenda item you wanted to add or discuss?
Michael, do this back.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, so under the programming committee motions, that first one that you mentioned is moot, really, at this point. It was a motion for coordinating national programming during the elections. So I would propose that we just drop it from the agenda and substitute for that a more recent motion, which is on coordinated national programming during the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Or whoever is president, I guess.
Janet?
Yes?
Did you hear what he said? That the first... Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine with me, but the committee needs to decide.
Okay, is there any objection to that? Okay, no objection to doing that. Any other discussion on this proposed agenda? Items?
Oh, Ms. Janet, question?
Yes, Janet.
So how much time for the
Nancy,
how much time for the EP report?
With somebody else is speaking, could you? I can't hear.
Yeah.
Could everybody stop speaking? Yes.
Yeah. Nancy was asking to be on the stack. So I was asking how much time for the IED report, Lydia.
I thought you had 20 minutes proposed.
Right. So I wanted to know if Lydia is, you know, that's what I put. I wanted to hear from Lydia. Well.
Okay, so, yes, Nancy.
Yeah, I was noticing on the motion for the affiliate director, in it, it's talking about figuring out a process for the ballots and everything. And I'm wondering, is that supposed to be voted on at this meeting? Should that be on the agenda?
Janet, may I?
Yeah.
Yes, Janet.
Great.
Okay, so the balloting will be dealt with at the December 15th meeting, and whatever specifics about that.
Oh, so how the balloting will be done will be discussed at the 15th meeting after we end
right,
the
which is per the bylaws.
When's the vote?
So this is just.
So the vote doesn't take place until after the 15th, so we don't have to put
well,
it on.
Well, it has to be an STV vote, and so that will have to be by an email balloting.
Oh, and so the email will take place after the 15th, right, immediately after
right,
the 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
the voting cannot take place, an STV vote cannot take place on a teleconference call. So,
right.
Yeah, it would be after. But the motion for tomorrow's meeting is about notifying the nominees about the 15th.
Yeah. That's fine. Okay, I just wanted to ensure the order that things took place. Thank you.
Michael, to the spec?
Yes, Michael.
I'm wondering whether under the new business items that are all at the bottom after all the old business, whether some of them might not be also time-sensitive. We put one up at the top, that new business that gets it time-sensitive. And the, where is it?
I would like
motion.
To see. Okay,
sorry.
We let Michael finish. There's a lot of background noise. So yes, Michael, did you finish?
I'm wondering whether both the two motions that are listed as new business, the motion regarding the 2017 PNB seating and the motion regarding the Pacific Policy and RSC remote access participation, wouldn't be prioritized higher because of being time-sensitive material.
Janet?
Yes, Janet?
Well, there is an item four with one time sensitive motion, so they could be brought up to that or, included in that section. It would be time sensitive motions. Is that what you're proposing, Michael?
Yeah, I was sort of checking with the makers of the motion to see if they felt it needed that treatment.
Nancy to the stack.
Yes, Nancy.
Could we put the? I'm just clarifying a question. What you're suggesting is to put those two new business items, which are time sensitive, under item four, time sensitive, and change it to motion, plural.
Janet,
I would think the second item of new business is also time sensitive, even though it's not specific because it applies to whatever next LSB meetings that might have remote access participation would be subject to Kriegler's recommendations.
Janet, your quick response on that, and then we'll hear from others.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically what I had suggested, and yes, certainly, time-sensitive motions. But we need to hear from, Nancy, you're talking about the motion you noticed, but then there's also the motion, Serene notice motion regarding 2017 PNB seating, and we haven't heard from her about that. To move it up.
Well, I think it's automatically time sensitive considering the nature of the motion.
Okay. Yeah. Serene, did you want to comment on that?
I don't show her on the call.
Okay.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I think I indicated where I wanted that to go, or did I? I don't have access to the motion right now. I don't have access to my email. Didn't I request that it be put in a particular position?
Janet, may I?
Yes, Janet.
I believe you did before committees, but when a motion is noticed, it's my understanding that where it goes is not up to the person who noticed it, but we're discussing that now. It's to do, I believe, what you had requested for me.
And I'm asking to be reminded where I said I needed it, I wanted it to be. If someone has the email access.
If you give me a second, I'll find it.
Thanks.
I found it, Chair.
Yes.
Immediately under minutes approval on the agenda.
So that would be my request, or if a motion is required, that would be my motion.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I would... the motion that is listed under the original one that was listed under time-sensitive motion was the one regarding the December 15th affiliates director candidate interview process, which is more time-sensitive in my opinion than the other one, than Serene's. So I would think that it being second would be, you know, the second time-sensitive motion rather than the first.
That's fine. Let's move along.
Okay. Janet, could you repeat your recommendation and see if we have any objections to that again?
Okay. So under time-sensitive motions, we now have the first is the one regarding the affiliates director interview process. The second would be the 2017 PNB seating. And the third is the policy on LSB remote access participation.
Okay. If there's no objection to that order. Okay. Any other discussion on the arrangement of the agenda for tomorrow's meeting? Okay. Is there any objection to the proposed arrangement that we have moving forward? Janet, we'll send it off as the draft agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
Okay, this is Serene.
Yes.
So I thought I sent maybe 3 or 4 motions over the past few weeks, and unfortunately I don't have access to email just at this moment, but so if in fact I look over my notes when I get in, and I don't see them all reflected, I will be raising them tomorrow night. But the other point is that there was another motion that I had not yet sent to the PNB that concerns communication with listeners, and it does require that general managers make time for LSB reports beginning in January. So I would hope that we could deal with that sooner rather than later. I would like us to get to it tomorrow so that if in fact, is it tomorrow? Yes. So that if in fact it passes, management will have as much time as, you know, possible to work on scheduling those. So I would ask that it be addressed. I know everybody wants everything at the top, but I think, you know, it would be great if we could have it as, high up in the agenda as possible.
What is your recommendation again, and where you recommended it to go on this draft agenda?
Yeah, since I'm not looking at the draft agenda, that would be a little hard for me to actually say. So I'm asking for some help on this. The motion is with regard to creating monthly, asking managers to create on-air space for monthly LSD reports beginning in January. So my request is that we deal with it as early as possible so that if approved, they would have, you know, in addition to planning specials and fundraising drives, they will have room for that.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so this is a motion that has not been noticed. It is not up to this body to decide on that kind of issue. It should be noticed, and the PNB will discuss it tomorrow night during the agenda approval process. That is my understanding how this works. Chair?
Yes, who is that? Yes.
Who's speaking?
Janet, you had finished?
Yeah, I have I had a point of order about the discussion of this issue, and I'm saying that it's not appropriate for this committee to discuss right now. It's not appropriate for this committee because it's not even on, you know, it's had a motion that hasn't even been noticed. So, we're talking about the motions that have been noticed for the agenda.
Okay, anyone else want to speak on this issue?
Michael Dudasek.
Yeah, Michael.
I do think there's a lot of other business that hasn't been gotten on the agenda from the Finance Committee and the Programming Committee that we really need to get to. And mm-hmm. I appreciate that this is another important motion, but I think it needs to come after the regular committee reports.
Chair, point of order?
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
I don't even understand why would it, you know, we're not discussing a motion to add to the agenda. This would be a motion to add to the agenda. The motion hasn't even been noticed. We're discussing it. Where to add it. It hasn't even been noticed yet.
You don't have to keep repeating yourself.
Well, I do because Michael was discussing the same thing.
All right, well, maybe the chair should rule on your point of order.
Well, but Serene, you don't have a problem with putting that after the committee reports?
I've explained why I think it's time-sensitive, but trust me, I have no intention of going through many contortions in order to get it there. Either we do it now, or we do it later, or we don't do it at all. Whatever, let's just move it on.
Okay, I'll go with, we'll just, you have to bring it up tomorrow as an amendment to the agenda. This is just a draft anyway. Okay, any other discussion on this draft, proposed draft? Okay, without objection, this will be our proposed draft for tomorrow. Okay, the next item we have is the December 15th meeting. I assume, Janet, you're just going to give us a broad outline of the agenda for that meeting. We're not going to go into any deep substantive discussion about it. But so, Janet.
Right. So basically, the first order of business per the bylaws has to be the election process for the 2017 affiliates directors. And there are, and I will be announcing this during the secretary report, but as you all know, there are five nominees. So there will have to be interviews and then a whole an SCV election set up and all that. and I've already been looking into that and talking to Terry Goodman, et cetera, for that. But that meeting is not, you know, so that would be the first order of business. But after that, this is a regular meeting. This is not a special meeting. So I would recommend, you know, well, anything that is not reached at tomorrow night's meeting would be carried over to the December 15th meeting. And then also in between, there will probably possibly be other motions that would be added to the agenda as new business.
I'm done. I assume you mean carried over after we deal with all the affiliates issues.
Right.
Yeah.
The affiliates issues for the December 15th meeting has to be the first order of business per the bylaws. So, right, anything after that would be whatever would be carried over from tomorrow night that was not reached.
Okay. Any discussion on that recommendation?
Yes. This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
So that would include the actual interviews, is that right, on the 15th?
May I respond?
Yeah, Janet.
Yes, the interviews would have to be, because the election process has to happen on the 15th. We have to deal with that, and that would include, you know, if we're going to vote, if the PNB is going to vote, it has to have interviewed the candidates, the nominees. And that there was already a motion that was approved at the last or one of the more recent PNB meetings, where the chair would select two PNB directors, come up with questions and a process for those interviews, and so that would happen then. And my motion for that would be is as part of the December 1st meeting, is 20 minutes per nominee interview.
Okay, any further discussion on the proposed recommendation agenda for December the 15th? Okay, any other discussion? Okay, if there's no further discussion, I guess, Janet, you can draft up a general outline for what you just stated for December the 15th agenda.
Okay.
Michael Levick with the Point of Information.
Yes, Michael.
Where do we stand on the bylaws amendment process that just took place?
Janet?
That's what would be, that would be part of my secretary report tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further discussion on those items? The December the 15th proposed recommended agenda? Okay, if not, we'll go with that, and that concludes our meeting tonight. Okay, thank you all, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. Good night.
Thanks. Good night. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.